We're now going to cross over live to Munich, Germany, where our correspondent Stefan Herrmann is standing by to interview Mr. Salehi, the Iranian foreign minister. Let's listen to that interview now. Stefan, over to you.
Yes, hello. The Munich Security Conference has now come to an end for 3 days. 400 top officials, foreign ministers, defense ministers, heads of states from more than 70 countries have met here in Munich to discuss security issues around the world. The main focus was on a variety of issues, from transatlantic relations to US-Russian relations, the Euro crisis, Mali, Syria, and Iran. And I'm now joined by Ali Akbar Salehi, the Iranian foreign minister. You've met with several top officials and foreign ministers from Germany, from Lebanon, from Italy. Today you were on the podium in a session about concerning the Iranian question, that was the title, mainly dealing with Iran's nuclear program. So if you could tell me, what was the outcome of the conference? What has been achieved?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This was a very good opportunity to use this very important forum, the Munich Security Forum, to discuss a variety of issues, as you just said at the outset. This is a forum where the opportunity is given to discuss shared issues of shared interest. Security is of interest of everybody. Now that we see the emergence of terrorism everywhere, so security becomes very important. So we believe, and we have stated our position, that we believe in collective security, that security cannot be divisible, and that security cannot be looked upon from particular perspective of every individual country. It has to be a shared view. We have to have a shared view on security so that we have a shared and common approach to this phenomenon, very important phenomenon. If we want peace and stability in the world, we will have to have a collective security put in place. So the other good side of this forum is that you have this opportunity on the sideline to meet number of officials from other countries, counterparts, foreign ministers. I had this opportunity to meet quite a few of them. I had this opportunity to meet with Mr. Guido Westerwelle. By the way, we have very good relationship and we have in constant consultation with each other. We usually meet anytime we see each other in international organizations, arena or gatherings. So we had fruitful talks with Mr. Westerwelle. And then I had another meeting with the foreign minister of Italy and the foreign minister of Slovakia, and with Mr. Akhtar Ibrahimi, and with the prime minister of Lebanon, and with a number of other dignitaries, German dignitaries from the parliament. And also I had a meeting with Mr. Al-Khatib, who is in the opposition, the Syrian opposition. That was also a very, very good, fruitful meeting, I believe. Now, coming to a summary of what I would say the achievement was in the past 2 days that I was here, I would say the achievement was very good. In the podium where I participated, well, I very vividly explained our position vis-a-vis the nuclear issue, the Syrian issue, and also introduced, although my country is a well-known country, but also I sort of tried to expose in a short manner the greatness of my country. And so all in all, I would say it was very fruitful, and I will be going to Berlin. I will have another talk there in another institution. And so each time I come to Germany, I try to make the best use of my time. I had a number of interviews made with a number of German newspapers and German media. So it was perfect. I'm happy.
As you've mentioned, you've held talks with the UN and Arab States, Arab League Special Representative to Syria, Mr. Brahimi, and you've also met with the Syrian opposition leader, Mr. Al-Khatib. Do you think, or how has this conference contributed in making progress on finding a solution for the Syrian conflict, and how could this solution look like?
Yes, you see, the crisis in Syria is a very complicated one. It's unfortunate that the crisis in Syria has reached a stage that is really harming everybody. It's making the people of Syria suffer. The international community also is somehow suffering from this, because specifically the region. Syria lies in a very sensitive geographical location. If, God forbid, anything, any vacuum happens there, takes place, then the repercussions on the neighboring countries would be immense. So I think the entire world is coming to an understanding that it's better to expedite the process of finding a resolution for this crisis. I'm happy, and we made our, I mean, we made it understood to Mr. Al-Khatibi, his Al-Khatib, his last approach to have, I mean, to for his proposal of having a negotiation with the representatives of the government, of course, with a precondition. I think that was a step forward. We welcomed that. We discussed at length as to what his proposal meant. And we also discussed the issue with Mr. Akhtar Ibrahimi. Mr. Akhtar Ibrahimi also welcomed the suggestion made by Mr. Al-Khatib. I think now everybody has to use his prudence and wisdom to be more pragmatic and practical when it comes to the resolution. I think it's enough is enough. We have to stop the blame game. I mean, we cannot keep on blaming one another. I mean, the situation is very dire. We will have to stop this blame and enter into negotiation. The opposition, by entering into negotiation, I mean the opposition and the government. What we can do as friends of the people of Syria, all the countries in the region, and the international community, and the UN, is help facilitate this negotiation so that an interim government is formed, and later on a parliament is elected, and then a new constitution is drafted, and then we can proceed further to the election of the presidential election. And all this should have to happen under the supervision of the international community, so that both sides are assured that everything is run in an authentic manner, that nobody will be misusing the situation. And I think this is a way out. Otherwise, if we look for a prescription written from outside and it wants to be imposed upon the people of Syria, that doesn't work. A government that comes by imposition, it cannot stay there, and it cannot be a stable government.
Yesterday, the day opened with a session led by Joe Biden, the US Vice President, and he offered or suggested, as he said, that the US was now open to direct talks with the Iranian leadership about the nuclear program. What do you make out of this offer? How do you see this offer?
Well, we look at it positively. I think this is a good overture, but we will have to wait a little bit longer, because there are other contradictory signals coming, which are the rhetorics, you know, keeping all options on the table, threatening and all that. This does not go along with this new gesture. So we will have to wait a little bit longer and see whether they are really faithful this time, and that their intention is really faithful intention and good intentions, so that we will be making our decision likewise. But nevertheless, I would like to say this, that these are good signs. We in Iran have always said this, that we are a rational government, and we look into resolving all outstanding international issues through negotiation. Disputes have to be resolved through negotiation. Conflict is not the way, and engagement is the way. But you see, before with the U.S. specifically, we had some engagement. We had bilateral talks over Afghanistan in Bonn, but the final result was not in the in favor of my government. And also in the case of Iraq, we held a number of bilateral talks with the Americans. This time, this is not a forbidden zone. This is not a red line when it comes to have a bilateral talk, to hold a bilateral talk on particular subjects. Here, I mean the nuclear file. This is not a red line, but we will have to see if the conditions are really or if their gesture is this time a real gesture and not just to win the public opinion and for consumption of the public opinion.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, this was Iranian's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Saleh. Thank you so much.
Thank you for that, Stefan. That was Stefan Herman, Press TV's correspondent, speaking there to Dr. Salehi, the foreign minister of Iran.